Hello there, my friends. I am Gosia from Cosmic Agency, and here I am back in Spain, in Barcelona, in my flat, and I'm quite happy to be here and to be able to be making my videos as usual. Today, I would like to talk to you a little bit about some things and some aspects of the videos that I published recently. And first, I would like to make a reference to the last video where I was talking about the difference and the disparity of the frequencies between 5D and 3D, especially when it's about the 5D person coming down physically, stepping down onto Earth and walking within the 3D frequency, and what happens and how it causes the frequency dissonance to them. Some of you have asked me in both channels, Spanish and English, if this also could refer to what we here from Earth can sometimes experience when we go through this ascension, let's call it, process, because our bodies are still within the 3D density, and then our mind expanding and the frequency raising, is that also causing the frequency dissonance? And is that also what causes those ascension symptoms, as they are called? And there are many, many videos and much information about that online. And yes, I will tell you that yes, this is also a type of frequency dissonance. It is quite common among especially the fresh, recent starseeds, as their perception and their focus and their mind is more fresh from the 5D and beyond. And then they are operating within the 3D, let's call them, physical limitations. So it may cause certain sicknesses, it may cause physical symptoms. I did talk to them about that some time ago. By the way, right now they are still absent. We cannot ask them any specific questions at the moment, but this is taken from the conversation from the past. And yes, the starseeds can get sick, and not just starseeds, anybody who is awakening, no, and who is activating their beyond 3D perception, there could be some physical symptoms linked to the ascension. Although, as we were told here, it's a very complex phenomenon, and many symptoms, such as, for example, the fatigue, a well-known ascension symptom, is also a symptom that could be related to many, many, many other things. The fatigue could be linked to, for example, the depression that also could be a result of the ascension, in the sense that once we wake up to the truth, and once the veil of the lies of what the reality is taken off, some people might experience some certain type of anguish, certain type of grief, and depression when they realize they are basically alone. Because we have to really truly remember that the starseed's journey is mostly alone at this time, and even though there are groups of awakening people and all that, it's still in minorities. So we have to accept that path for ourselves and just try to be okay with it. Many of us feel alone in this process, and that may lead to some sort of depression when we realize there is no one around us with whom we can talk about these subjects, and when we realize people are not as interested and aware of some elements of what we are learning about as we are. So I asked here Zbaru some time ago, what could be a solution to this? How can we physically help the body in this process once our mind is opening to the 5D perception and beyond? And she basically said that we need to be in nature as much as possible, in harmony, walk bare feet on the ground, even in our flat, if we can, of course, if it's not too cold, walk barefoot, be in touch with the ground, especially with the earth, be in nature as much as possible. Disconnect also from the people who are toxic to us. Have the balls and the ovaries, as they used to say, to do that. To be able to recognize the toxic people in our life who have nothing in common with us anymore, who are not sharing the same spiritual path as us anymore, and be able to do the cut, to make the cut and just follow our own path. We have to remember it's an individual process. We are not responsible for others and we are alone in this. If you are lucky enough to have a group or friends, then embrace that. That's, you are truly in luck, so to speak, although I don't believe in luck. Also, she mentioned sleeping. Sleep a lot. Don't be afraid to sleep many, many hours. It's a well-needed rest. And of course, eating well is also important. And here I just want to mention very, very fast, eating well also includes, in certain cases, if it's necessary for your nutrition and for your bodily needs, eating meat. Yes, I know we talked about being vegetarian and vegan and all that. However, I will make a more detailed video about this at some point. I will. However, it was also mentioned that eating meat for some people is necessary. It is very delicate subject and it's a very, very subjective matter. And like I said, more will be said about this in some, I don't know if not so distant or more distant future, but I will definitely talk about this in more detail. So that's all I wanted to talk about this subject. Embrace your ascension process in the best way possible, in the most harmonious way possible, and just flow with what's coming. Be excited about this. You have wanted to be here and now at this point. So I am excited, even though I am fatigued sometimes as well. I have a blurry vision. I literally have a blurry vision sometimes. I have no idea what's happening. Hey, it could be just my eyesight as I am on the computer all the time. Just be okay with whatever changes your body is going through and try to ease into this. Not fight it, not fight against it. Just do as many harmonious things for your well-being as possible. Try to be as holistic as possible with yourself. Take care of yourself very well. In the last video, Zvaru was talking about passing the information into our subconscious, to our subconscious, so that we can liberate our mind and to be able to process more data. I want to mention something about this, because this also is going to answer some people's questions about why are we given this and this type of information, why is that necessary, or what is that doing, what do we do with that information. So the way I see it, all information given to us by them is relevant and valuable because it completes this a puzzle, a certain picture of the overall reality. That's one. Second of all, it just simply expands our perception about how things work. And now, what happens here? Once we process that information, once we understand this information, let's say about stellar navigation, about how the frequency, toroidal immersion of the ships work and all that, once we process this, absorb this, and it becomes part of how we view the world, it becomes part of us, then we pass this information into the subconscious level, and with that, we automatically, as Varu explained, raise our frequency because we perceive more things, and what we perceive is reflected by our frequency, and the reverse. Our frequency also enables us how much we perceive. So it's all very much intertwined and correlated. But all this allows us and enables us to perceive more and more, and through that align ourselves with the higher density. Because what we perceive, we are basically We are our frequency. We don't have the frequency. We are the frequency. So the more we information of this type we process, and it becomes part of us, and we are immersed in that new knowingness of how things work, it becomes part of us. It becomes part of what we emit, of our frequency. And with that, we are at the higher frequency. And that's part of the ascension process. So all this is very important. Don't dismiss learning new things. It's not just about meditation. Of course, it is very much so, very important. And putting our mind in blank. But it's also about learning and expanding our worldview, what we can perceive and allow into our field. And this literally pushes us towards the higher density. With that, we accelerate our vibratory rate, we accelerate our frequency, and we empower our manifestation capability. That's right, because the higher our perception, the higher our frequency, the greater our power of manifestation, because the power of manifestation increases as we increase our vibratory rate. So it's all a valuable tool for us in this ascension process. If we don't interiorize this information, that's another point. If we don't interiorize and don't process some of this information, as Varu mentioned in the last video, the system may collapse, and it could be too much for our mind, too overwhelming. That's why it's very important after each video, perhaps if you feel it's too much, to process, to try to meditate with this information, and try to let as much in as possible. Try to let this information sink in. And don't worry, really, if you don't understand everything, okay? It's important to stretch your mind, to stretch yourself, to try to capture as much as you can, but then also let that in, let that become part of you, but then simply accept if you don't understand everything. At this point, I assure you that you are stretching your mind and raising your perception and expanding more and more. There is something in every video that expands your mind, and there is a new piece and element that stretches your understanding of the reality. I don't understand everything in every single video, of course not. Well, some simpler videos probably I do understand, but there are those more scientific in the videos where I don't understand everything, but it's okay. I understand something, and with that something, I'm already launching myself toward the higher density, and that's enough. Be okay with whatever process you are going through. And something else I wanted to mention on the topic of stellar navigation. Some of you have asked, and maybe that's, I don't know, even Spanish or English channel, about, you know, perhaps practical use of this information about the stellar navigation. Apart from the use that I already mentioned in the beginning up to now about the importance of learning and, you know, letting more and more details about how the reality works, there's something else here. This is about you understanding that just the same as the starships operate with the toroidal energy, and just the same as they navigate through the ether with the toroidal energy, we ourselves can use our body and our own toroidal energy, because we have one, to manifest certain realities. We are our own little and great starship. We are. Everybody has a toroidal field, and I'll talk a little bit about this, translating from Spanish what Zvaru said about this topic. When you want to manifest something, she says, you have a certain frequency, right? You have a certain frequency. When you manage to equal your intention, of what you want, with your engine of high energy, let's call it here a heart, but we'll talk about heart a bit later, then you will manifest a desired frequency. Your engine in this context here, the engine of the ship, would be your heart. However, as I said, I will explain a little bit about this in a second. Any situations, favorable situations or not so favorable situations, are just frequencies. Everything is a frequency. So whatever you transmit through your heart, through your emotions and intentions and your thoughts, matches a certain situation, this or that situation, so you will get that situation for the good or for the bad. So here I'm asking Zvaru, is the heart like the engine of the ship? Is it the engine of our body? And Zvaru here responds is that the heart is part of the body, and in itself she sees the body as a unity. She doesn't see it as specific organs, a heart and the brain. She says it's said that it is the heart that generates the energetic toroid that envelops the body, but she believes that it is rather the whole body working as a unit, as one piece. What generates that energetic toroid is your intention, but your intention through your perception and through the emotions that perception produces. So it's your intention, but remember, your intention is in a way marked by your perception of what you perceive, how you perceive things to be. Then you create certain intention, and then based on that creates certain emotions, right? The emotions generated, let's say by the heart, the perception though, and intention, it's just in your being. It's not in a specific organ, and that in totality will generate this or that frequency or this or that energy that will create that energetic toroid. Okay, so it is your perception, she says, and your interpretation of the reality that determines that you'll have specific frequency, and that in turn will make you match with this or with that situation, whether good or bad, relatively speaking, subjectively speaking, or anything in between. So your perception and your interpretation of the reality is very, very, very important. It is essential, because that will, as it says here, generate a specific energy, specific frequency. However, I would say it's the other way around too, and I think we talked about that with Baru some time ago too, that it is also that it's not just that it's your perception and your interpretation of the reality that generates a specific frequency that you emit, but it's also the reverse. The frequency that you emit, that you are, will also condition what you perceive. It's all one, it's all related. It's like chicken or the egg, what was first. But in summary, perception, intention, frequency, and then emotions, all that will create that energetic toroid around your body. Now here I'm asking, what physical organ will have more to do with the perception? Brain, heart, pineal gland, and maybe something else? Or maybe nothing, really, none of these organs, because the perception could have something to do with something completely not related to the body, because it's not centered in the body. It doesn't originate in the body itself, but in the source, in the ether. And maybe that source and the ether, that perception from there, only uses your organs. No? And here she says, Again, it's all together, functioning as a unit. It's not just one specific organ. Although I am aware of the fact that the ones you mentioned are the ones that normally people talk about. But I insist that they work together in a body. For example, even a gastric system influences a lot in your perceptions. As they say, it is your first brain. Some people say that. But that continues to be reductionist, she claims, because each part of the body has its own intelligence and perception. For example, the feet are linked to the liver, but it all works together. The human being, here she explains, is always tends to try to understand everything by parts and divide things. But most of the times, it doesn't work like this, and it's useless to do it that way. Especially in biological bodies. From one point of view, it could be said that the engine is the heart, that the heart is the engine. But I don't like to isolate any specific organ, as the heart is the most important organ. It is important, but it doesn't work without the others. Everything is important. The body itself is the engine. The body itself. And I say, the body is the engine itself, or the perception that involves the body? She says both things. But here I'm referring to the complete physical body. The physical body that generates the toroidal energy. But the frequency that emits the body is linked to the perception of who is using the body, and that someone is beyond the body. So it's all related, as you see. And here, last, I'm asking this question. So without the body, one cannot have the toroidal energy? And she says, not of that kind. But in itself, a soul being a signal from the source would work with a different type of energetic dynamic, more expanded one, more complex, because it would link with other people close to that signal, the ones that are in that loop of reincarnations. We talked about that some time ago, how we are related to other people, other types of us in the loop of reincarnations. Yeah, very, 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 very interesting. Here I stopped the conversation, even though it started to be really interesting. But here we had to stop and yeah. But very, very, very interesting topics. That's all I wanted to mention. First, that it is important to stabilize your mind, processing the information, making it part of yourself, interiorize all this valuable knowledge so it becomes fully who you are. It already is part of who you are, you just don't remember, so you are kind of like regrowing into it again, and with that you are starting to observe more, and you are starting to literally observe a higher density, which actually unites you with that density, and you become that higher density, and that's part of the ascension. Okay, the ascension is not something that is going to happen to you, it is something that you are going to evolve into. It is your process, it is your perception process. So with that, I'm going to finish. In the next video, we'll continue with the stellar navigation, and we will talk about the mapping of the unknown areas. How do they do it with when they have to navigate through the areas that have never been mapped out yet? Very interesting, unexplored zones and territories. So thank you very much for watching, and until the next video, thank you very much. Bye.